You're listening to 1514, a podcast of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. 1514 draws its name from Romans 15:14, where the Apostle Paul encourages the church that they are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to counsel one another. I'm your host and the Executive Director of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, Curtis Solomon, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of 1514. If you're listening for the very first time, thanks for joining us. Be sure to go back in our archives and check out some prior episodes. If you've been listening for a while, we really appreciate your loyalty, and just be sure to tell a friend. Today, I have with me all the way from Uganda, but in our studio, the Lee family, Jacob and Carol. So, Jacob and Carol, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a really interesting providential meeting. We didn't know we were going to do this podcast until this morning when we met for the first time. Yes. So thank you for being flexible on that. I'll go back a little bit and tell everybody some small connections, but then I want you to introduce yourselves. We first met on via email because an elder in our church is going out and supporting you and your ministry, or connected to a different ministry in Uganda and wanted to connect with you. And then our intern, one of our interns, Alan Day, has also been out with you all. So then when we were connecting, really providentially, God is bringing all, working in all these different avenues. So it was really exciting to see that come together. Why don't you tell our audience about yourselves a little bit and then introduce your ministry.
Thank you very much, Curtis. Jacob and Carol Lee, we spent most of our lives in Texas, Seguin, Texas, near San Antonio. Missions has always been on our hearts since we were married back in 1981, so we're going in 38 years of marriage. We have three children, seven grandchildren. They're grown. We're very proud of them. They're all following the Lord. That's probably been the most difficult thing for us as a couple is leaving our children and our grandchildren, but God has given grace to them and to us in that. We've been living in northern Uganda, right on the South Sudan border, since 2013. I first went up in 2007, and in 2007 was really touched by the area as an area that really needed the gospel to go forth in it. Carol was there with me all the way. She can maybe share a little bit of her story, how she was moved to leave and come. But the thing that really drew us to that area in 2007 was when I was talking to a pastor, and the Lord was saving a number of people. And I asked him directly, I said, well, what happens with the people that are saved? How are they shepherded? How are they cared for, et cetera? And he said, and it just astounded me. He said, well, we just look at the new believers and we pick out who's the most wise and we make him the pastor. And so that was our first really sense of like, this is a place where we could come alongside the church in God's work and serve. And so our main ministry is what we call 2 Timothy 2:2 ministry, where we're wanting to train local pastors that are there to be strengthened in the word of God, so that they can be equipped to shepherd their pastors and then help equip ones that are feeling called to be shepherds as well. And so that's the main part of our ministry.
That's wonderful. And Carol, your life and missions began long before that. Tell us a little bit about how your life and where that came in.
Well, I was born in India to missionary parents who also were born to missionary parents. Well, at least my dad was, he was actually born in the same hospital that I was born in. And I lived there until I was 18 and graduated, came back to the States. And that's basically our coming to Texas Lutheran College in Seguin was how Jacob and I came together. We met at church. And so, from the very beginning, as Jacob said, we really had a focus and an interest in missions. We tried to go as missionaries to India right after we were married, about 6 months after, and We did have our first child there, but it was very clear to us that it was not the right time. We weren't really coming from a local church. We didn't really have the support that we needed. And so we came back to the States, and God allowed us to be planted in a local church, to grow up, to be mentored and strengthened in the Word of God. And also, as a missionary kid, I was a bit without roots, and so it was a real gift from the Lord to be settled in one place and to know what real Christian community was all about. And just to have that sense of being surrounded. And that's also what actually made moving to Uganda the hardest, because not only did we have family, biological family, but we also had a very strong spiritual family and community. And so, and then I also was working as a nurse at the time. So to be kind of have those roots of community cut off, and then to be set in what felt like a desert of a lack of that kind of community was very difficult. But as Jacob was alluding to earlier, it was really messages that I was hearing and my own seeking of the Lord, recognizing that there is something and someone more beautiful, more worthy, that makes any suffering or difficulty like a light and momentary affliction compared to what is to come in the future. And so a message by John Piper called Live to Die was what really kind of sealed the deal for me, and just recognizing that there is some suffering that is worth taking, and there are risks that are worth taking.
Yes.
So.
Well, and I think we talked about it this morning. Every aspect of your life looking back has led up and prepared you for what